91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
My wife, you attend to your business. I'll attend to mine. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Well, I'm gonna leave you, darling, 'cause I don't want no wife. Boss your men, that I won't deny. Before I let you boss me, I'll lay down and die. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Well, I'm gonna leave you, darling, 'cause I don't want no wife. Oh yeah.
And that's Johnny Winter from his new album, Step Back, released not too long after we lost Johnny. And it was announced well before his death a month or two ago on his website. But so we were eagerly anticipating it. And it's a great album. We've been playing it for the whole month, really. That, of course, had Eric Clapton on it. If your stereo speakers are configured correctly, you would have heard Johnny Winter in the right speaker and Eric Clapton in the left speaker. Most of the guitar work until the second break was done by Johnny, and then Eric Clapton stepped in. Other people on this album, let's see, Ben Harper, Brian Setzer, Billy Gibbons, Joe Bonamassa. I'm going to play something from Joe Bonamassa later tonight because I'll be standing in for MTH from 10 to 12 tonight. So we're going to play something from Johnny Winter with Joe. Let's see, Leslie West, Joe Perry, Dr. John, a whole mess of people. Really, really good album. So anyway, we started, what did we start with? Oh, yeah, it has to do with the question of the week. We started out with Cocaine from Eric Clapton's album Slow Hand. And so this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And so we're going to play all kinds of things associated with Eric Clapton that he's playing on, and at least one song that he doesn't play on, because we're going to start a new feature this week that we'll explain in about 10 minutes. But right now, it's time for the question of the week, as I hinted at a moment ago. And it has to do with that moniker, Slow Hand. There are a bunch of several, maybe two or three or maybe four different stories about where that nickname came from. But there's really only one correct answer, and it's well documented. So can you tell us, and if you know the answer, 908-852-4545, that's 908-852-4545. We have a pair of tickets to give away to the Crafts Fair coming up in Augusta this weekend. So the question specifically is, who coined that nickname, or who gave Eric that nickname? And if you could tell us a little bit about the story, it would be really, really helpful. You don't have to know the whole thing, but if you knew a little bit about it, who coined that term and why? 908-852-4545. Now we're going to listen to something from Bruce Hornsby with Eric Clapton. We'll be right back.
kind of a Jim Bowie type. Swaggering, blustering, coon skin. I said, you're not serious, right? Then I saw him grab my friend by the hair. I guess I should have prayed. As it dragged him around, I said to myself, there's gonna be some changes made. Gonna be some changes made. Girl I knew and loved alone for years from afar. With a finger to her lips, she led me out to see the stars. She led me down to the grinning lake, and then it weeded away. She took my hand and put it there. Gonna be some changes, babe. Changes, some changes made. I can't keep on doing what I've been doing these days. Better figure out something. Things are looking great. There gonna be some changes, changes, changes made. Up in front for all to see, and graceful like a bumbling fool. Then I thought I felt slip from my mouth a little drool. Maybe no one noticed it, on my mind heavily it weighed. I saw two people snickering, I said there needs to be some changes made. I put the stinger in.
Gonna be a stinger in. Gonna be some changes made.
Sticker in. Green and I can do my macrame. A buffoon fumbling without a clue likes to shift the blame and often feels betrayed. There's gonna be some changes made. There's gonna be some changes made.
Gonna be some changes, changes made. Can't keep on doing what I've been doing these days. Look in the mirror, see clown's face. It's gonna be some changes made. Gonna be some changes, changes made. Can't keep on doing.
Since as I began to crawl. If it wasn't for my love, I wouldn't have no luck at all. No wine and women, it's all I crave. The big bad woman, they're gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Troubles been my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no love. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Born under a bad sign. Born under a bad sign.
And that was Cream from the album Wheels of Fire. We heard Born Under a Bad Sign, the old Albert King song. And we started that set off with Halcyon Days was the album from Bruce Hornsby. We heard Going to Be Some Changes Made. And that featured Eric Clapton. Eric actually is on three different songs on that album, one of which he also contributes vocals to. So we'll play that one of these days. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And I'll just tell you the question of the week one more time, because I haven't got a correct caller yet. But it is the nickname Slowhand that Eric has been known as for, oh my goodness, about 50 years now. Or six, no, almost 60 years. Yeah, since the early 60s, right? So, am I right? No, 50 years. What am I talking about? How's that possible? How could he be 60? He'd be 80 years old. So, yeah, for about 60 years, he's been known as Slowhand. So the question is, where did that nickname come from? Who gave him that nickname? And a little bit of the story behind it, if you don't mind. 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. We're going to take a short break now, and we're going to introduce our new feature right after that of I don't know what we're going to call it. Artist influenced by Eric. We're going to have to come up with a better name than that, but let's take a break.
2, 3, 4.
How you doing, everybody? This is John Lewis, host of The Boss Hour. If you're looking for the promised land, tune into The Boss Hour, Saturdays at 11.
I'm a man when I believe in a promised land. Stand on. Come on, boy, stand on.
An hour of live recordings, rare interviews, and just a lot of fun. Here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Poconotes, presenting the Faces and Voices of the Blues 3 on October 4th and 5th at the Trip House in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The event includes a concert with Patrick Sweeney, a Jim Gavanis photo exhibit, a guitar workshop, and more. More information can be found online at poconotes.com or by phone 888-800-7626.
The Taylor Memorial Library at Centenary College's main campus in Hackettstown is open to the public 6 days a week. The library has a collection of books, online databases, popular magazines, and industry journals, as well as Wi-Fi access. For more information, contact the Taylor Memorial Library at 908-852-1400, extension 2345, or visit centenarycollege.edu for more information.
Okay, so it's time for the feature that doesn't have a name yet. I've got to come up with something nifty. But basically what we're going to do each week from now on is we're going to feature at least one song, if not two, by an artist, probably a guitar player, almost probably 100% certain it'll be a guitar player, who was influenced by Eric Clapton. Now, there are just so many that have been, I mean, it's almost like saying who have been influenced by the Beatles, except that Clapton's influence is mainly the guitar, not all the things that Beatles influenced, songwriters and, you know, everything. But so we're going to start off with the person that followed Eric in the John Mayall Blues Breakers after Eric left the band. John Mayall very quickly, within a matter of weeks, replaced Eric with Peter Green. And he's his own man for certain. And you can definitely hear the influence. And we'll talk about it a little bit after we finish this set. But we're going to start off with something from Fleetwood Mac, the original Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. We're going to hear a live version of Black Magic Woman. Then we're going to go back a little bit in time to John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I've got a black magic woman. She's got me so blind I can see that she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
Thank you.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was John Mayall. I'm sorry, that was Cream with Steppin' Out from the BBC sessions. And we started this set off with Black Magic Woman. And the reason we did that is that was Peter Green. And Peter Green was influenced by Eric Clapton, and he followed Eric into John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, his first real major gig. And after that, he formed Fleetwood Mac when it was a blues band, and he sort of went into obscurity for quite a while after that. But in any event, he was influenced by Eric. Now, that might not seem, it might seem obvious, but you're not going to read a lot of quotes from Peter Green saying that he was influenced by Eric Clapton. But here's what he said at one point. Let's see. He says, I followed him into John Mayall's Blues Breakers. I loved his playing. At the time, he did everything on a Telecaster, which wasn't really 100% true. And he said it sounded absolutely fabulous. Well, obviously, that's about all he ever said about it. But what really influenced him was Eric, his instrumentation. He was the first one to really use a Les Paul, which was considered to be a cheap kind of a garbage guitar at the time. Nobody took it seriously, but Eric picked one up and he used a Marshall amp, and he turned it all the way up, which wasn't typically done in those days. And he'd like stand on the other side of the studio with it like at full volume and do the same thing at gigs. And so he got a lot of that sustain. He played notes really long time. He sometimes got feedback. So he played in a way that really wasn't done up until that time. And Peter Green more or less co-opted that same style. You heard a little bit on that song, The Stumble, from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers from the album A Hard Road, which came out right after the Eric Clapton-John Mayall version of the Blues Breakers. So did I tell you this in the right order? Black Magic Woman from Fleetwood Mac, from Man of the World, the live version of that, Peter Green. Then The Stumble from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, A Hard Road. Then we heard Hideaway from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers featuring Eric Clapton. And finally, Steppin' Out with From Cream from BBC Sessions. And that's a song that was also played by Eric on the John Mayall and the Blues Breakers albums, by the way. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And very obviously, we're playing the music of Eric Clapton because this is Crossroads. And I'm your host, Gary Alt. We're going to take a short break and play some solo Eric Clapton.
Hi, this is Max Gomez, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Dave Alvin, and the winner of the Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, presenting live music and cultural events throughout the year.
Coming to the Newton Theater on Saturday, September 27th, John Hyatt.
More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700 for the Newton Theater.
It's fun drive time for WNTI. Yes, I did say fun. Trevor B. Power starts it off with a bang on Friday, October 3rd, and Spider Glenn brings it on home Friday, October 10th. Help us out by volunteering a few hours answering phones with your favorite DJ. The majority of our operating budget comes from the listeners, which makes this a very important event. So you can be one of our VIPs, very important people. It's easy and it's fun. Contact Melanie Teal or Spider Glenn to have your name added to the big board of volunteers. 908-979-4355 or email us at teal.m@centenarycollege.edu or spiderglenn@hotmail.com. And as always, thank you for supporting WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives.
And this one goes out to CC.
Mountains high, the night is cold. that used to shine on me. Where has it gone? Or is it just a memory? I look through the window, staring at the sky.
That's Eric Clapton with Black Summer Rain from No Reason to Cry. Before that, we heard Black Rose from Eric Clapton's album Another Ticket. And we really weren't going for a theme of what in the world was that? We weren't really going for a black theme, but we played Black Magic Woman earlier. A lot of songs with the word black in it. I don't know why that happened. But anyway, we've got an answer to the trivia, the question of the week, rather. Not from any listeners, though. We did get some really good guesses, but... not correct. Actually, Trevor B. Power called, texted me, and he was essentially right. He got the right guy's name correct. And then another caller, said was really, really close because he said it was some club owner. And actually, that's correct. But it was Giorgio Gemelski, who did own the Crawdaddy Club, which was the resident club of the Rolling Stones for a period of time. And after the Rolling Stones sort of graduated and went on to bigger and better things, Gemelski went on and hired the Yardbirds to play. But he also ended up managing the Yardbirds. And that's how the story goes, as he was when he was their manager. And I don't really know what club this happened in, but it would happen pretty frequently that Eric would break a string on stage while he was playing, and he would change the string on stage because, you know, in those days they didn't have guitar techs, you know, taking it off of your shoulder and putting another one on you and doing it kind of seamlessly, going in the back and changing the string, and everything is cool and seamless. In those days, the guitarist, and this still happens in small clubs, of course, with bands that don't have roadies and techies, that he just changed the string. And he would take a long time to change the string. The audience would get impatient, and they would start clapping real slow, just, you know, like that, and the whole audience would get into the, and they called it giving him a slow hand. That was the expression. They would give him the slow hand because it was a slow clap. Well, Giorgio Gemelski thought that, you know, it was ironic because Eric was gaining a reputation as being a rather fast guitar player. Back in those days, he was relatively fast, not compared to the heavy metal guys from the 80s, but, and so he nicknamed him Slow Hand, and the name stuck. So, you know, there have been other stories about how it took him really, really long time to change the string, so he called him Slow Hand, like, you know, come on, pick it up. Well, that's not exactly true, and it was just had to do with his fast guitar playing. That's kind of part of the story, but not really the truth. It really has to do with the fact that they gave him the Slow Hand clap, and that's the name that stuck. So, the album was called Slow Hand in later years. So, hey, we're going to play a couple more songs for you tonight, and nobody got the answer, I'm sorry, so nobody gets the tickets for the Crafts Fair this weekend. I'm going to have to give them back to Mel, and she'll give them away in the morning, I guess. So we're going to play a couple more songs for you. Oh, we're going to play something from the Yardbirds, yeah, in honor of the fact that that was the question. So we're going to play I Ain't Got You from the Yardbirds, featuring Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Toots and the Maytals with Pressure Drop, featuring Eric Clapton on guitar, affected by the wah-wah pedal. And before that, we heard A Ain't Got You from the Yardbirds, which was originally on the For Your Love album. This has been Crossroads of Music of Eric Clapton. Up next is E-Town with guests, let's see, Dave Alvin and Max Gomez, and then you'll hear me for the other 2 hours as I take over for MTH, who will be back next week, and after that, Keller's Cellar. So I'm going to go run and get a cup of tea, some cookies or something, I don't know, and then I'll see you at 10 o'clock.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
The Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Friday, September 26th, Vision of Disorder.
More information available at StanhopeHouseNJ.com or by phone 973-347-7777 for the Stanhope House.
Dr. Gary Vandervliet.